who is represented on the stages that we are organizing? Who has access to the public funds that we are controlling? And also what kind of aesthetics are coming from a more diverse range of bodies, physicalities for the dance language itself?
Voices of Dance, der Podcast des Dachverband Tanz Deutschland.
Welcome to our new season. This one is all about Tanzplattform Deutschland. The Tanzplattform Deutschland is celebrating its 30th anniversary this year and takes place in Freiburg from February 21 to 25, 2024. Tanzplattform Deutschland is a discourse and presentation space for contemporary dance in and from Germany, connecting artists, curators and journalists. The Dachverband Tanz Deutschland is represented with several program items in cooperation with the Tanzplattform Deutschland 2024. I'm Elisabeth Nehring and I meet up with some of the invited artists for a chat. Today I'm talking to Adrian Hood, choreographer from Hungary, and Alexandra Morales and Gregor Runge from Theater Bremen. Alexandra and Gregor are the artistic directors of the company Unusual Symptoms, the dance ensemble of the theater in Bremen, which works with 8 dancers and several guests. Alexandra and Gregor, it was your idea to produce a piece with a mixed abled staff. How did it came about?
Thinking about, I would say, diversity is quite a key question, I think, that defines the co-direction of Alexandra and me with Unusual Symptoms at Theater Bremen. And as in society, I think it also like is one of the defining and most crucial questions of the performing arts discourses that we're dealing with for a couple of years now. And there's all sorts of, I would say, factors of diversity that come into play there. Of course, also the question of like how to create access, how is it with access for artists with disability, plays a huge role in this. And when we started co-directing the company together in 2018, it was a question, a topic, yeah, that we got very busy with and started to ask ourselves, what is actually our responsibility as a contemporary dance company in the structure of a municipal theater in order like to work on changing this representational bias, and like in general think about like who is represented on the stages that we are organizing, who has access to the public funds that we are controlling, and also what kind of aesthetics are coming from a more diverse range of bodies, physicalities for the dance language itself. So these were things that we were very busy with, and then we simply decided at one point that in order like to engage in the diversification of our own practice and the landscape, we wanted to actually start with doing a big creation with the company, inviting non-disabled and disabled dancers and work together.
You both invited Adrian to do this work, though Adrian had no experience with working with disabled dancers. So why you ask her?
So Adrian had worked with us already in a past production called Coexist. And I remember that when we were watching Coexist, we could see already transformation in the bodies. And like every time we sat there, we could see like how the bodies became something different. And I remember having a conversation with Gregor, like, how can we take this further? How can she make what she does, but with other physicalities, other qualities? And then when thinking about creating a piece with non-normative, then we said, okay, then maybe she is the right person to bring us somewhere else. Because already in Coexist, we could see, especially in this very last part of Coexist, that they get so physical and they are entangled in each other. We were like seeing different, different figures and bodies. And this was, I think, our first input. And yes, then we started the conversation.
Adrian, what motivated you to accept the invitation?
For me, contemporary dance is a format which is give space for diversity and inclusivity. And because I think when I work on movement, it's more a movement research, which is mean we don't have to stack some technique, or we don't have to stack some technical level, because it can be, everything can be movement, and everything can be used on stage. So for me, was this idea was very interesting to also what Greg told before, who accessible to go to stage and what is this limitation, or it's no limitation, or how we can use different physical conditions, or how we can involve and to create something in the same level. Mm-hmm. So more these ideas.
You invited dancers with mixed abilities. Whom you invited to work with you and why? What kind of artists?
So in the beginning of this process, as Alexandra just mentioned, it was interesting for us to diversify the range of physicality that, as a company working mostly with non-disabled artists, we are usually dealing with. And in the very beginning, we were not actually limiting down our search for dancers with disability only. When we decided to do this project, we made an open call that was international to see like who would respond to the idea, looking for dancers to join the company, dancers that were already like fixed for this project. And we were not looking for dancers with disability, but we were looking for dancers or performers with non-normative physicalities, as we called it. So we were interesting to see who identifies as having a non-normative physicality, what kind of artists, people are we encountering there. And it was a pretty difficult process because we had to do this open call and then like also an auditioning phase during COVID. So it was not possible to meet anyone in real. We had to do all of this online in several stages, Zoom calls, videos being created, sent back and forth. And there was a pretty wide range of very, very interesting artists with very different identity markers also. It's maybe also something that we should say that we're going to talk about it later, but this like disability, non-disability thing, it became something that we started like also to get a bit rid of in the working process with the group and not thinking of these two binary terms as the only thing that actually defines the identity of the people in this group. Nevertheless, when we did these auditions and started going deeper into the research also while doing that, we realized at one point that maybe we need to take a decision and limit down the range of people that we were interested with. And then we thought, okay, let's focus on people with physical disabilities in this piece, because we did not want to like mix any sort of non-normativity together. And then also, as it for us was the first approach to the field of disability arts, like to not open too many drawers that we then could not handle anymore. So at one point in the selection process, we said, okay, physical disability is a category that we try to focus a bit more on to others. Yeah, and then we were looking actually for also diversity within that. And the dancers that we have now, they're basically coming from, or that we invited to join us for this creation, they're coming from all over Europe. There is a German-born dancer who lives in London, has been working with Kanduku. We have an Australian dancer performer who was living in Berlin at that time. Paulina, the German one, is in her late 20s, like Lisa is in her late 50s. So also like there's already like a very big diversity when it comes to age and experience. We have Florent, who's a wheelchair dancer from Belgium, all coming from different scenes also, like, and also being trained differently, being trained within like also different aesthetics of how they see dance and performance. Yeah, and this was I think very important to keep on diversifying, also thinking from one category than the people that could somehow connect themselves to it.
How many people you invited?
We have 5 guest dancers. I think what it's important also to say when we were like making this decision process was that we were also looking at qualities, what type of qualities exist in our group and what type of qualities we maybe miss or we want to like extend in a certain way. And this is also how part of the process took place. I remember we were discussing like also how can we make these matches happen, although we had no experience. So, it was very much based on physicality, on quality, also on diversity in other senses, not only a person with a disability or without. So, yeah.
How did you work together and how did you find your topic together?
Before we went to the studio, we had a long preparation. And we asked a guy called Gustavo Filiakov, who is an expert of the scene, to a bit share his knowledge regarding to the artist, what was the history of the disabled shows or people, how is the education, how is it now the education program. And I think with him, we did few sessions and he also shared more names and shows. So we have a bit check what is the situation and how is it going now. And after, when we went to the studio, that was not a clear topic in the beginning. I think was more we have this aim or wish to find somehow together some common ground when even we have different movement strategies, different physical conditions, we find a way to inspire each other and move together and show ourselves somehow. And you know, I'm not in the piece, so I'm watch and observe from outside every moment from when the point how they arrive to the studio, how they behave, how they warm up and how they react for physical task. And I find very interesting the way to show and give space to every small actions and movements, how they are in the space. So, for example, we use more this arriving warm-up situation when we give space them to be ready to start to move and not hide this part and just go to the stage and show something immediately. And also we try to find more through of these movement strategies what type of way they move or what is the limitation, how is it help to go through, and we use the same physical task for everyone. And also very simple things, how the muscles like contracting and release, how we use the breathing, how we connect to each other, contact connection, you know, like physical contact level. And somehow from this warm-up physical level, we arrive to the point when we are perform and give space to dance and to each other and enjoy in the dance.
I remember a talk which we had at Tanzkongress together with the dancers, with the whole ensemble. And I mean, the atmosphere and the closeness was so fascinating to see. Yeah, maybe you can say a word, a sentence about what happened between them, because I think it happened a lot.
I think what Adrian said, observing this arriving and considering what are the different, maybe not call it needs, but the different states in which people are in order to prepare for working and giving time and space for this and communicating was a very, like a key part of the work. And also it allowed us to even, let's say, inside our own structure as a company with people without disabilities, to realize I have my limitations, I have things that I want to say at the end of the week because they didn't work. And this type of open communication, and considering also that we were not experts on disability, but that they knew more, and being open to asking them, how can I deal with your disability? Can I touch your wheelchair? Can I move you around? Being open and also knowing that it was the first time, it gave a very clear base for everybody. And it was, like in this first phase of the rehearsals, it was every week like a new week. We started always closing the week with a circle and giving feedback and then thinking again the new week. And I think this was a very important process. Toward the end, it got a bit more like we felt the pressure of the piece had to come together, like even though we were working on it, but the pressure of the institution, if I can say, that we are going to deliver something that is on stage. And it also, it's, we also talked about it, that how this pressure comes in at the end. Does it make sense if the whole procedure before had such a space? But I think it was part. And this created, of course, such a clear, transparent communication in between each other. And it doesn't mean that they're all friends and that they all love each other, but there is a very nice way of dealing with each other. A lot of respect and a lot of space also for needs and for necessities. And they deliver it together also. This you can see in the piece.
How did you deal with the fact that you were an abled directing team and a mixed abled company?
So this was a question always from the beginning, but I think we were not so conscious of what it means. We always thought like, oh, we're all bodies without disabilities and we have this piece. And then we were in conversation with a stage designer who developed disability. She has MS, but she felt not safe to do the stage, let's say. So that's why she was not part of the team. And while we were rehearsing, we realized that this is bigger than what we thought, the fact that all of us have no disabilities and we are working with a mixed able group. Yeah, it was a learning process. I don't think we had the solution. We always talked about it. At the very end, before presenting the piece on the last weeks, we had some guests, performers and non-performers with physical disabilities, and they were giving us feedback. So we tried to incorporate this at the end. But it was, yeah, I don't know. I think if we would do it again, we would look further on to have someone in the team as well with a physical or a learning disability.
Yeah, it was complex also because, I mean, beyond all the explorations that we underwent regarding our working routines, regarding our methods, regarding our dramaturgical perspectives of a differently diverse range of physicalities in the space and what to do with it in the piece. So there were a lot of artistic, dramaturgical, theoretical explorations, encounters that we were like very busy with. And then on top of that, of course, like as a non-disabled person, like we were very much confronted with like reflecting on our own conscious or hopefully unconscious ableism, not only on stage or in the performing arts context, but in society. And this was, that was exhausting. Yeah. And I remember that even before we started in the studio process, I was even a bit anxious, if I may say, as a non-disabled person stepping into a field that had already gained a certain visibility of the disabled community, who is, of course, like fighting for visibility and for access for many, many years. And I was wondering, okay, me as a non-disabled person, what do I have to say there? What is my role? What is my right? Am I now stepping into a field of discourse that shouldn't be mine? Am I appropriative in any kind of sense? Because, I was a bit also afraid of repercussions, afraid to make mistakes, of course. And that was something that we were very busy with throughout the process. And I think also for the non-disabled team members, it would probably have helped a lot to have like also persons with disability in the artistic team to share these questions also in the team and not only in between dancers and the artistic team. And yes, as Ali said, this was a growing consciousness in us also in the many conversations and dialogue we had during the creation, also after that. Of course, this topic of disabled leadership, it's a very important one, especially if you want to transpose these, let's say, experiences that we now made within one creation towards what is even more important, the structural changes that we have to implement in the institutions.
Thank you for the honesty of sharing. Adrien, how was it for you?
For my perspective, I think one hand was very familiar because I'm working with the performers and they were professional performers, so I didn't do difference in between them. I work, and also in every creation, it's not easy to deal with people, and everybody has, different period, and we have to go through together. So it was, one hand was very familiar, this connection with them. Sometimes I had this feeling, I can imagine myself, what if I be a disabled artist? And I be with them, like with this body and with this, I know them more, in more personal level. And I'm just like dreaming or just thinking maybe I can ask more or I know more what's going on, or maybe I can be more brave or more direct. So it was more a bit in between these two feeling. But mostly, I think I work them with professional performers, even how they look.
Actually, it was the last question, but I think it's a good point to ask it now. What came out of this collaboration for all of you? What did you learn from the collaboration?
for us, of course, as an institution as well, it was important that this was not a one-time thing. So this was already, while doing Harmonia, very clear for Gregor and me that it's okay, it's the beginning of a process. So what came after Harmonia is that, of course, with having now so close partnerships with these artists, we can somehow share our resources. And I don't know, we facilitate workshops for some of our guests, or we try when we perform Harmonia that it's not only a show, but maybe there's a talk, or maybe we give a workshop after or before. So somehow expand also their territory inside our territory, like sharing all these connections we have and all these possibilities we have because of being in a theater that is financed, basically. So this is something that we do. Apart from that, we have some other programs. Gregor will say a bit more.
Yeah, there's of course like the artistic interest and exploration that has to continue, that should continue, just out of the growing curiosity on like further exploring this working field. So we are, for example, now part of the PIG program of Kulturstiftung des Bundes, which is funding tandem collaborations between state theaters and inclusively working independent groups. So in Bremen, we are now have partnered up with Tanzbar Bremen, which is a independent dance company who works mostly with dancers with learning disabilities. And we will create a piece together with dancers from them and dancers of unusual symptoms by the end of next year. But before that, there will be a creation also that will happen in the theater department for young audiences, which will create a work with actors from that department and the dancers of Tanzbar. So two new creations coming up within the theater that like explore this further. Within that project, we are also now trying to implement access towards audiences, but like also to the dance sector in Bremen in the wider sense, hoping that also we can start now making more steps, more concrete steps towards structural changes of the institution of the theater, which is something that has to start, but will also, of course, take a bit of time. And I feel like in the institution in general, I feel that having a really big creation that changes this representational bias on our stage, it has left an impression to audiences in the city, because it's also different to see this work, I think, in the independent sector, or to see it like on stages of mainstream theaters, like municipal and state theaters. But it also, I think, has inspired a lot of conversations and discourse in other departments of the theater. I feel like that colleagues also in the opera or in the drama department, they are now basically at a point where Ali and me have been like 5-6 years ago, realizing, okay, there is a gap. We are not representing society as diverse as it is in our places. And you know, when you realize this kind of bias for once, it's really hard to look back anymore. And I think this is a process that starts in a lot of people that are connected to the institution of Theater Bremen, maybe audiences or colleagues, even if they're not already involved in programs. And I really hope that this really inspires further change in that sense.
Definitely. Thank you very much. And Adrienne, what did you take away as a choreographer? What did you learn?
After Harmonia, because we also presented in Budapest, in Trafo, there is an association who is dealing with also mixed-abled people. And I know them a long time ago, in the beginning of 90s, this exists, this group called Artman Association. And I watched their performances before, but I never worked with them. So I connect with them the last year, September, and we have a long, like 9-month-long project together. And in the end, we create also a performance called Idol, what we performed in Trafo in May last year. And also what I learned from this process, from Harmonia, I try to involve and to do a different way, not totally different, but to new creation. It's mean, for example, in the last 3-4 months, I was inside the group. I dance with them, I'm more touch with them, I have more physical connection with them. And later on, I move out more as an outside view and starting to put it something together. And this piece also was a big success, like Harmonia in Budapest. It's we have a lot of nice feedback. And now, I don't know how far we go, but I start to research more, only one disabled dancer in Hungary as a solo work. We will see where we go, just a bit more continue with this direction.
Interesting. The last question goes to Gregor and Alexandra. What does the invitation to the TANZ platform mean for Unusual Symptoms, which is not a freelance company, as I would put it, but part of a city theater?
What we are trying to do with Unusual Symptoms in Bremen is basically blending these two worlds of the state municipal theaters on the one side and the independent production networks on the other side, somehow trying to rethink how can we use these beautiful places that state theaters can be and the resources that are there, but like open to the larger networks outside of these theaters in a bigger sense. So it's a fixed ensemble, but we're working in a curatorial model with like different choreographers basically from all over the world who are mostly coming usually from the independent scene. Also, most of the dancers that are in the company have been coming from the independent scene before they were joining the company. We sometimes co-produce the works and like touring these works now and like gaining visibility through invitations like here now at Tanzplattform Deutschland. I would hope that it inspires processes of thinking about not necessarily only change, but evolving in certain structures and like also trying to get beyond the stereotype of the state theaters on one side and then the independent scene on the other doing very different things and like fighting for funds and like being constantly in clash with each other. I think there are ways to merge this in very beautiful and interesting ways so that the resources are also like somehow mixing in a bit of a different sense. And yeah, I think invitations, and then again with a piece like Harmonia, of course it's not the first work with in dancers with disability or by artists with disability that's presented in the platform. But I think it does not happen often enough that especially these state municipal theater structures are doing works like this. And if that can inspire also other institutions like to pick up on that from this so-called mainstream theater side, that would be just beautiful if we can like inspire this even just a tiny bit.
I think we all agree. So thank you very much, Adrian Hood, choreographer of Harmonia, Alexandra Morales and Gregor Runge, the artistic directors of Unusual Symptoms at Theater Bremen.
Voices of Dance, der Podcast des Dachverband Tanz Deutschland.